By law, all meat, chicken, and turkey processed in the U.S. must be tested for avian influenza.
We do a fairly high level of testing in the U.S. for avian influenza, both for animal health as well as to show that our flocks are free. The chicken industry really has a zero tolerance policy for avian influenza, and we test almost every single flock before they go to processing for the virus.
USDA researcher Erica Spackman says this testing involves sample collection.
And we're doing tests that either detect the virus itself, there are a few commercial tests that are available for that, as well as a test that looks for the genetics of the virus directly. And the sampling that we were looking at affects any of those tests that are done to directly detect the virus, either the virus itself or the genetics of the virus.
She says the current collection system works, but her and colleagues at the Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory in Georgia asked if improvements could be made.
We're trying to determine if the number of samples we were taking, and that was determined with some statistical voodoo at some point, how many samples we needed per flock. Could we condense that and still take the same number of samples we were previously, but run fewer tests and put all those samples in one tube?
That question led to this answer. Development of an improved sampling method involving a switch in swab type and the increase in the number of swabs used in sampling.
Originally, we were running two tests per flock. We were splitting the samples up. But now that we can condense them, we're running only one sample per flock. So that's half the cost of testing, but we're still testing the same number of samples with the same sensitivity of detection that we had previously.
Or put another way, fewer tests run with the same degree of accuracy, which translates to lower costs for poultry producers conducting these avian influenza tests. Spackman says, needless to say, this has the poultry industry interested.
We've actually seen quite a bit of interest in it already to show that through the poultry industry and trade groups who have adjusted their sample collection parameters, procedures to reflect that, yes, we can put this higher number of samples in a single vial. So it's already been put into place in the field.
In addition, this new form of testing for avian influenza has been shown to be a test method for another poultry virus, Newcastle disease. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.